We're going to play One American Dollar in a few minutes.
I love this game.
It's a very hard category this time.
It's a shot at a dollar bill.
It is.
That's pretty amazing. It's better than Vegas.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You.
A baby hippo was born at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's a really cute little fat, chubby ball of hippopotamus. And so they wanted people to guess, to name it.
No, sure, right.
And they opened up a suggestion box so that you could email them names.
Hippo face? One?
That is one of them.
Is it?
Yes, that is one of them. Here's the story.
Okay, all right.
Wobblehead meets hippopotamus.
It's our favorite.
This is...
what's her name? Jenny?
Jeannie Most. And he works for CNN. Mm-hmm. And she's awful, and she loves puns, and she can't get away without wordplay.
Nope. She always has to throw something back.
Start it over.
Okay.
Bobblehead meets hippopotamus. Am I the cutest hippo or what?
Yes, she is.
The hippo was being shown on screen.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And now he has a name. From 200,000 suggestions, it was down to Fritz or Ferguson.
Hold up.
200,000 from Cincinnati?
Two of which were mine. No, they opened it up nationwide.
And still, I can't believe
Fritz.
That many people are buying. Those are the worst names ever.
And what was the other one?
I don't know.
Can you rewind it? Fritz That sounds great.
Suggestions, it was down to Fritz or Ferguson.
What?
Fritz or Ferguson?
Come on.
What on earth is going
on? What has happened to people's creativity? There should be all sorts of bizarre, weird hippo pun names.
So we decided on Baby Fritz.
Boo!
Baby Fritz. Ah,
poor hippo stuck with a boring ass name.
I liked Pork Chop instead, tweeted one killjoy. But it's impossible to kill the joy brought by the latest hippo born at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Clearly we'd be killjoys, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people make jokes, also.
Sure.
They're not necessarily killjoys.
Well, we are.
Or joy kills.
Killjoys. Yeah, them too. Yeah.
He's winning hearts merely by wiggling his ears to open the valves that keep out water.
Hey, by the way, can you wiggle your ears?
No.
I can wiggle my ears.
Okay, that's weird. Never do that again.
Okay, I won't.
Reminds us of the time their mother, Bibi, patiently lets sister Fiona mouth her tongue.
Fiona? What's with the F and F
Fiona.
Names?
Fiona.
Fitzgerald or whatever the other one was? I mean, what's with all the Fs?
I don't know, but rewind to the beginning of that clip because it reminds us of the time the mother let the daughter chew on her tongue.
What?
Reminds us of the time their mother, Bibi, patiently lets sister Fiona mouth her tongue.
All right, I want to go to that zoo. Happy petting zoo.
Hang on, it's not done.
Explore the roof, practically crawl down her throat.
Are we still
now
talking
Fritz
about...
Fritz is opening wide. As for the name Fritz, Zook...
Now Fritz is opening wide.
Keepers joke that it's apt because of BB the mother's contraceptive fail.
BB's birth control was on the Fritz, and that's how the...
No joke.
Wow.
Tucker, the dad, has impregnated two hippos.
Yeah.
Using contraceptives.
Woo. He's a stud.
No wonder Fritz is no dud. He's already a smooth talker.
Oh, stop it.
Jeannie Most, CNN, New York.
Was that the sexy hippo in the background at the end?
No, that was the little tiny hippo.
Oh, okay. That
was really cute. I said it in two names, and I'm very upset.
What were the names that you used?
One was Fatopotamus.
Fatopotamus! Yeah.
And the other was Titanic. They didn't care. They
went demand with Fritz. A revote. Clearly, that was stolen election.
Fritz.
Fritz.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We're going to be talking about favorite lyrics here in just a minute, but I don't think that song contains some of your favorite lyrics.
Either. Well, love's what I got. Don't start a riot.
It's reaching a little. But yeah, some of your
it's
absolute...
It's painful.
Yeah, it's a little like,
yes.
Hacky.
But your favorite lyrics.
Yeah.
Like about two lines. We don't want you to quote the whole song, just a couple of lines. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour, which is coming up very soon. First, a report that will anger my man Sluggo.
Oh, I love those.
You know, I was scared at first, but then again, I wasn't very surprised.
All right, hold it there.
Okay.
So then go back a couple of words. So she's going to explain what was delivered by DoorDash.
DoorDash.
To this guy.
Okay.
He had ordered food.
Right.
DoorDash came to his house.
He's looking for it. He's hit the bong. Mm-hmm. He's ready to go.
Right.
He's going to have some chow.
Uh-huh.
Learn about Cuba.
Okay. Right, sure.
And a side of marijuana. One man found more than he ordered at the bottom of his bag delivered by a DoorDash driver.
Did this start?
That's a best tip ever.
Right?
That's a
How great is
from
that?
From the driver to the recipient.
That's fantastic that they
so
got it.
I would be so happy with that.
A side of marijuana.
Yes. Man, that's amazing.
That's great.
I think I'm going to start ordering DoorDash now more. I've been using the other one, one of the
well,
other
Well, you're not this guy.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Did this start with the driver or did this start in the restaurant that I ordered it from?
While Columbus...
Oh, these sounded like... Did you just start yes. a restaurant? I think there might be a stick lodge somewhere.
I called the police.
Oh, boo!
And
what?
The police came over because I don't know where the drugs came from, and I'm uncomfortable with this.
While Columbus police tell me they do not know the answer to those questions yet, the man involved says the driver came back asking for the pot.
He would...
By the way, okay, the driver's an idiot,
right.
But...
Hey, man.
But give him the pot.
Give him the pot.
Cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
Come on.
Keep a couple J's for yourself and give
that
him what you don't need.
That guy has never had a J in his life.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
He would give me my money back and refund me my order if I gave him my entire bag back because he claimed that there was medicine in the bag for his friend that was to be used for medical reasons.
Well, I mean, I hate it when I see people say, you know, for, quote, medical reasons.
Right.
Hey. Are you kidding? You know anybody with cancer? It's a really big help.
It is.
It's a major
it is huge,
help.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
And what'd you tell him?
I told him, no, sir, I can't give it back.
After the driver left, he called police and submitted a complaint to DoorDash. DoorDash sent him this email saying, quote, we do not condone this type of action and have therefore taken this step in removing them from our platform. This Dasher will no longer be able to deliver future orders.
I want to be ordering from that dude.
Right?
That's the best dude ever.
You order from DoorDash and you request that driver.
Hell yeah. One pizza and one free bag of weed, please.
Police officers in Alabama. We're called to a home with a slithering surprise. Let's talk about childhood fears.
Okay. Mine was that my parents would abandon me. And that's got started my first day in kindergarten.
Is that right?
Yeah, kindergarten. The kindergarten teacher's son was a couple years older than us. Came in and told a couple of us in the room that were waiting for our parents to pick up. Oh, they're not coming. They called. And it just, you know,
that's
it landed.
Harsh.
It landed, yeah.
Sure.
So we've actually, a friend of mine, I know him from the first day in kindergarten. We still talk about that.
I'd rather that they're not this serious, though.
No, it's funny. I mean, good for him.
Usually,
a kid's day.
Usually, a kid's life.
Right.
Usually, when it's a childhood fear, it's mm-hmm. something stupid, like there's a monster under the bed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And through time, you can... reason with yourself and go, okay, I understand that was childhood thinking.
Right.
That there's a monster under the bed.
Unless poltergeist comes true for you, but that's pretty rare. It doesn't happen
very
often.
Rare.
Yeah, pretty rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you grow up, you go, okay, well, that was a dumb childhood fear.
Tell everybody yours.
Mine is a snake in the toilet. And
now you would think
every time I sit down,
until the last 4 or 5 years, I would say, well, yeah, that's, you know, I can see that. That's you're vulnerable, you're exposed, you're afraid. But of course, it's not going to happen. But not anymore. I can't say that anymore. That's
There's
not true
so
anymore.
Many different cases of snakes being inside someone's toilet.
Forget about planes. They are in turlets all the time.
I don't want that.
No.
And I keep trying to tell myself, stop worrying about it. But
Ox.
You can't.
Because
it keeps happening.
Another story. You got another story?
This
is there another
time
one?
It's in Alabama, but what we're about to hear is kind of an overview of how common it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Can you even imagine a snake in your toilet? It seems to be happening more and more. Check out this 5-foot black rat snake.
What?
First of all,
5-foot black
it's five
rat
foot,
snake.
And it's a rat snake. I don't even know what that is. That's just two things that both
suck.
Yes.
that you don't want in your turlet.
What?
A homeowner, Mike Green, is actually engaged in a tug of war with the snake. Snakes in this neighborhood in Lattimore, North Carolina, have been getting into bathrooms through the ventilation pipes on the roof.
How about that?
Yeah, that's weird.
I didn't realize they got in through the ventilation pipes in the roof.
You'd think they'd, like, you know, they flush down pet snakes or whatever, and they come up through the sewers.
Maybe.
What the usual...
I never really wanted to get into how they got there. I just don't want them there.
Yeah.
He came out of a tree that was hanging over the vent pipe. Mm-hmm. And then down into the toilet. This was the sixth snake that come out of the toilet. Six in 4 years.
Six. All right, so you've got to move from North Carolina, buddy.
That guy is still living in a house.
No.
Where in 4 years, six snakes came out of their toilet.
One and I'm gone. One.
And I'm burning that place to the ground and I'm moving to another country.
Just because it might happen, I might go ahead and burn my house
just
to the ground tonight. Yes.
Sure.
Just in case.
Six times in 4 years.
No.
It also happened to country music star Brett Eldridge in the Bahamas when he got the shock of his life.
And then I walk in here, and what do we have but a beautiful New Year's snake? Holy sh!
Right?
Does he?
I don't remember, to be honest. Let's move past that word.
Okay.
And these people found a python curled up in their toilet bowl in Australia.
A python?
No. Absolutely not.
A python is the one that squeezes the life out of you, right?
And it's massive, and this is why I avoid jungles. But you can't go into your bathroom because they're hanging out in there now?
Tommy Lee is the only person I know that can fight off a python.
We should all just have him on speed dial, just in case.
Yeah, he's a big one.
Ian Recchio is curator of reptiles and amphibians at the L.A. Zoo. Get this, he used to be a plumber.
They're sleek animals that can fit into tight spaces in their environment, and they feel more comfortable in tight, dark spaces. So they'll go into a pipe and feel very good about it.
No, 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 no.
They'll go into a beehole and feel quite good about it. It's a dark space.
That's true.
Right?
It's very confined.
And then navigate through the sewer system in some cases, and then find their way up into somebody's toilet.
That is your worst nightmare.
So what should you do after you stop screaming, that is, if you find a snake in your toilet?
Call animal control. They're the professionals that know how to deal with a snake. They can identify the species, make sure it's not anything dangerous.
I don't want help. I don't want to know how to deal. I just don't want it to happen.
Right, but if it does, what do you do?
Die.
What?
Out. Done. Over.
That's just,
game over, man. Game over.
That's just when you decide, I've had enough of life.
I've done enough then.
Okay.
No.
All right. So your childhood fears.
Yeah, do you...
818-955-KLOS. Maybe yours were stupid, and you were able to convince yourself...
Yes, what were your childhood
fears? That they were stupid, and you sort of grew up, and you realized, oh, there's not going to be a monster, dinosaur in my closet.
Right.
Because they don't exist anymore. But if it happened to you, even better.
Yes.
Even better.
We want to hear about that so that Kevin will feel a little more comfortable with life.
955 KLOS. Your childhood fears realized?
818-955 KLOS.
You're using the phones right now to talk about childhood fears realized. Do you have one?
Yes. Mine was totally irrational. I thought a shark would come in the swimming pool.
See, really? That's what I'm talking about, though, is that one...
Probably won't happen.
Won't happen, and you can convince yourself as you get older to get over that fear.
You're in an above-ground pool. They show up in above-ground pools on a regular basis.
That is true.
Nobody knows why.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
What started your childhood fear? Was it Jaws?
Yes, it must have been Jaws.
Yeah, I had a friend who lived in Arizona, and he was terrified of sharks, but I'm like, you're in Arizona! You're never going to run into one unless you're in an above-ground pool. Then you're probably...
Yeah, that's the killer right there.
That's the kicker. So, do you avoid swimming pools as a result of your fear?
Yes, absolutely. And stay away from the ocean.
Wait a minute. You
don't
go
in pools.
You do stay away from swimming pools because of that?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it gets ingrained.
I like jacuzzis. But
well, how do you know a little...
Oh, they can't fit in a jacuzzi.
A little shark.
No way.
It's a baby shark.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Well, bad news for you, dude.
Oh, God.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your childhood fear realized.
That's a delayed twofer from Led Zeppelin on 95.5 KLOS.
What does it mean, delayed?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Some people know, and other people, you know,
if
are more confused.
Attention,
yeah.
All right, I got you. Talking about that childhood fears realized. You have one?
Well, it's not my fear, but it's my wife's fear of suffocating.
suffocating. Okay.
Yeah, because one time we had our grandkids' birthday party in those bouncy houses. She went in there, and one of the kids unplugged the extension cord to the fan that blows it up, and it started collapsing on her. And after a few Michelob lights, she fell backwards, upside down, and was trapped in there until we bailed her out of there.
Did you know she was freaking out because of that?
Oh, we were laughing. She was screaming hysterically. But, yeah, we paid the price with a couple of Michelob Ultras thrown at us after we got out.
Well, you deserved it. And also, you did the right thing.
Death by plastic.
You don't want to be killed by a bouncy house.
No, that's not the way to go.
Not how you want to go. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Are we doing the scary stuff that we remember as a kid?
Yep.
Childhood fears. What do you got?
Okay, mine was a shark, too, and it wasn't because of the movie Jaws. It was because of Universal Studios. My dad took me out to that Jaws tram thing.
When you were how old?
I probably was about 9.
Okay.
So basically, I'm sitting on the edge that's sitting right next to the water. I had no idea what was going down, and I seen the shark swimming out and just attacked the boat. Didn't realize it was going to tip the whole tram right towards the water.
Right.
Just as Jaws came out and hit where I was at. Scared me so bad that I tried to run off the tram to the other side. My dad was laughing so hard he could barely get a hold of me. And to this day, I don't like water. I don't like sharks.
Wow. Damn it, Bruce. Look what Bruce did to you.
That's craziness.
That is.
So you've not been able to talk yourself into the fact that that was
a fluke.
A fake shark. It wasn't real. There was no real danger.
Yeah. But it stuck with me for a while. I may have dropped a little shark sugar in my pants.
818-955-KLOS. Childhood fears come to life. Share them.
We're talking about childhood fears realized. KLOS, hello.
I always was afraid of finding something in the toilet or underneath the toilet paper roll when I pulled the toilet paper or something like that.
Right.
When I was in Mexico and my brother and I found something way worse. We go in, getting ready, drop trowel, getting ready to sit down. There's a 2.5-foot iguana sitting in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And we called the caretaker. He comes. He grabs some channel locks, comes out with it, with his head squeezed and the channel locks, grinning. And the next morning, we see little Mexican kids flinging this dead iguana by the tail, slamming them into each other's bodies. It was just the craziest thing, man.
Wow. So they're having a good time with the thing that naturally terrified you and your brother.
Oh, hey, you know, it was a toy to them.
Wow, that's funky.
That's insane.
That's really weird. Very bizarre story. Thank you for sharing. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, can you guys play a song by Air Supply called I'm All Out of Love for me?
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
I'll handle this.
Okay.
Nope. No. No, I'm all out of love. No, it's Air Supply. No, it's KLOS. You're not calling the coast here?
Play it anywhere else.
Yeah, because it sucks.
You know why?
Because it blows. Because it's horrible.
That was a number one hit.
All right, we'll play it for you in 1 hour. Be ready, 1 hour.
Okay, 1 hour or two. We're not positive.
Maybe two, yeah. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You childhood fear realized, besides hearing Air Supply on KLOS.
Yeah, that would be a tough one.
Thank you.
I have to say I'm with you. I'm with you on the whole snake out of the toilet thing.
Right?
I went through that, too, when I was little. I don't remember the exact age, but I think my dad mentioned it, and it put this fear in me. But here's the deal. I did not sit down on the toilet for years.
Wow.
Really? You hovered like women do in a public one?
Probably very similar to that, but I did something they didn't do. I looked at that hole down in the toilet. I didn't take my eyes off it the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Waiting for a snake's head to come out. I was terrified. And this wore off after, you know, years. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but right. Boy, oh boy, what a bad trip.
Wow.
Let me see. Snake finds its way into toilet of Alabama home. It happened yesterday. Yesterday.
Well, California's a little better.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
That, yeah. And, well, in many ways, but yes.
And keep hovering.
Yeah, keep hovering.
No, I'm over.
Go back to hovering. Whatever. No, go back to it. It's a little harder now that you're an adult, but do it. Wait. What?
95.5 KLOS. And KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
Five what?
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Slugo.
All right, today we're looking for songs with the word what in the title. W. H-A-T. If you can think of any, 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Wait, what? It is the Gimme Five. It is five songs with the word what in the title. We just heard from Corey,
who suggested this one.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for suggesting. What? I got a lot. Provide me with five. Give me five. Five songs worth what? In the title, 818-955-KLOS. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
You're talking about Yelp, right?
What? What do you got?
So what? Yeah, no, I have a theory about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of pissed off people that don't have anywhere else to take their anger out. So it's obviously like all bad reviews. There's a few in there that like regulars.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure what you're talking about now. We're talking about five songs with the word what in the title? But you're saying what?
So you're talking about Yelp, correct?
No, we're talking about what? Who's on first?
Wait. I can come up with something else. Songs with what in the title?
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
Ah, Buffalo Springfield. Ah, now we're on the same page.
Oh.
I'm able to smoke that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, you do.
Hey.
Well, it's crumpled. It's stained. It's a little bit torn.
What's the stain?
But it's that I don't know.
Okay.
I did pick it up on the floor at the Strip Palace the other night.
Excellent. After, good old Strip Palace.
Yes, that one. The Palace of Stripage. And it's still good for, you know, purchasing stuff.
All right.
I would love to give it to you, baby.
I would love to get it without you calling me baby.
Yeah, let's rewind that whole thing. All right, here's what we're talking about today in One American Dollar, which is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar out there at Yamava, and maybe you'll become a millionaire. $1 million. Visit yamava.com.
Can I win $1 million?
Aren't you on their list?
With this contest?
Like you're not allowed?
No, I'm not allowed.
To come back in there? But yes, from us, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Just go to YouTube, and you watch a song, a video, a band, an artist. And apparently, YouTube keeps track of that. They know every single artist and band that's ever been played on YouTube, which is shocking.
Sure.
What are they doing with this information? Besides sharing it in this really amazing graph, actually, they broke down the most popular rock bands for every country in the U.S.
In
the world. Yeah, and it's interesting to see, you know, like China loves Queen, and, you know, like the most popular one is, I shouldn't have said that, but they don't like that band. Ah, damn it. I think I'm going to have to make it
five. Let me write that down. You're
so dumb. Five. Instead of the usual four, you need five rock bands, though. But this is a complete list. And you take them and you throw them all in a big hopper as the top rock artist globally over the last 12 months. The most watched on
globally, the
YouTube.
Most watched on YouTube.
Last 12 months.
Rock. Specifically.
Rock.
Yeah. Queen.
How did you guess that? So, five. You need five.
What?
I guess I'll give you seven guesses.
What?
Yeah, instead of the usual four.
Oh, that makes no sense.
Well, I just gave you one. In fact, I gave you the number one. You know, it's the most watched band, played band of them all, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Good for Queen.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Metallica.
Metallica is... Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Number five in the world.
Really? There's three above that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good quick math. How did you do that? That was impressive.
Wow. Van Halen.
Van Halen, Eddie and Coop. Mm. Oh!
Damn.
That's upsetting.
That hurts.
That. Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Number eight on the list. Number eight with 1,016,000. I don't know. I don't know what the number is.
Don't even try.
It's pretty high.
I'm going to say Ozzy / Black Sabbath.
Well, that would be a better world.
What?
It's a crap world we live in that people aren't going and doing nothing but Black Sabbath.
AC/DC.
AC/DC. My absolute favorite band. One more and you win.
That's four.
That one American dollar. Five, because I gave you one, you bastard.
Oh, come on, man.
It's my fault that you have to come up with another one.
Foo Fighters? Maybe. Are they? Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is.
I didn't get it.
By the way, just to say this really quick, I was so ready to play the little theme.
When I won.
I was so excited.
Yeah, that's great.
Technically, you did. I guess I'll give you 50 cents because you got four.
No, that's not. You said five because you're a dick.
But Ref, Pink Floyd, next Wednesday, that album, Dark Side of the Moon, is 50 years old. It's going to be celebrating its 50th anniversary, which is unbelievable. So, of course, Kayla is going to be doing a lot of stuff with Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon on Wednesday.
How did this turn into a promotion for us?
Because you...
I'm terrified.
Wait, and I lied to you. Hold on a second. I see now at the bottom of the list, after all, that Pink Floyd is there. I didn't see it. I don't know how I missed it because I'm high on drugs.
What?
But that means you win one American dollar, dude.
This is a roller coaster of emotion.
Who would you like to thank? Anybody?
My agent?
Yeah, sure.
So, myself.
Number 10 on the list, some band called Pink Floyd.
Wow, you are a liar.
CCR is number 9.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
CCR is number 9.
56 million views.
Ahead of Pink Floyd.
Oh, I'm sorry, I lied to you. 561 million views.
Wow.
Yeah, just. They're at 494 million
views. All right.
Rolling Stones are next at number 8. What you got? The Beatles are next.
Sure, of course.
At 1,001 billion views. I see the B now. I can't see. My eyes are
Don't worry about the numbers.
Out. Little band we all played, and I almost, when you'd said Foo Fighters, I wonder if you're going to change to Nirvana.
Oh,
Nirvana was number 6, which we just played. Metallica, which you got, number 5. Another one of your absolute favorite bands, Bon Jovi, number 4.
Yeah.
On the list.
I don't think I would have guessed that one.
I'm a little shocked by that, too. One of the best bands in the history of mankind, AC/DC, at number 3. Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, of
number
course.
Number 2. And at the top of the list, and good for them, 1,860, whatever,
it.
Exactly. Queen, number 1. So, well done!
I need, baby. Dollar, that's what I need.
Hey, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. What we learned today is that Sluggo loves rain.
That's true.
And he wants you all to die.
Yes, I do. Oh, whoa!
Raul is a listener that agrees with Sluggo.
Raul for the win!
You have them both to blame.
Woo!
Sorry.
Yeah, well, get your arc ready. Get ready to float away. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Or you'll not be fine.
Nope. We won't.
What else did we learn?
That's
anything
it.
Else?
That's all
it?
We learned. Just
oh,
those
all
two
right.
things.
Well, I'm off to put my rubbers on and get ready for the flood that's coming this
never
weekend.
Never say that again. Wow. Peace out. See you tomorrow. I don't pay much attention to the whatever it is day. Today, however, is 7 great ways to know your customer.
And that's important.
Get to know your customers.
I think that's very important for all of us.
This is Customer Rick calling.
Hi, Customer Rick. Thank you for patronizing our radio station.
Yeah, thank you for shopping with us today.
No problem.
All right. How much money do you make a year?
Hi, this is Monique. I'm ready to be grilled.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. A long time ago.
And was it?
Yes. Follow-up questions, please.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Nickelback.
What the Okay. Have you ever been arrested?
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Oh, probably me. Steve.
Customer Steve.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I've been listening to KLOS since I was a teenager.
Good man.
Back when it was good.
Hold on a second. I'm counting. We got 1, 2 tickets to Disneyland. They are 1 day, 1 park tickets. 2, 3... 4, it's for Disneyland or California Adventure Park to celebrate the celebration of a lifetime, celebrating 100 years of Disney at the Disneyland Resort. We have 4! That seems like a lot. You probably don't want that. You probably don't want to be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, so you win 4 one-day, one-park tickets to your choice of Disneyland or Disney California Adventure from KLOS. You see what I have in my hand? It's tickets to Disneyland or Disneyland's California Adventure Park to celebrate 100 years of Disney at the Disneyland Resort. And who are you?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Michelle, you're caller 13.
I'm caller 13, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the problem is these are 4 tickets. You don't want 4 tickets, do you?
I sure do.
That's a lot of tickets.
That's okay. Well, I've got 3 sweet little ones that want to go with me.
Well, I mean, besides that, you also have to choose. You have to choose between Disneyland or the California Adventure. Which one of those do you... I mean, you don't want to do that, right? We should go on to another caller.
I like the classic Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Of course I want to be there.
All right, well, good, because you're caller 13, so you get your choice. So you go into Disneyland and enjoy celebrating 100 years of Disney at the Disneyland Resort.
Yes, thank you.
Let's do it now. I want to do it now. Do you want to do it now? What do you want
to
do?
We would like to send you to see Kiss, End of the Road World Tour.
Kiss.
They're doing it two places, one in Palm Springs and one at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. We're playing a game called Any Answer Will Do.
Yes, it's Kiss-story, but you know what? Any answer will do.
We're going to ask you a question. It's trivia about Kiss, and any answer will do.
That's right.
We don't care if it's correct.
I would actually say the more wrong the answer is, the happier we would be. So get it super, super wrong on purpose.
So we're doing that right now at 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13. Good luck.
So this coming Friday at 10 a.m., tickets are going on sale for a couple of
Kiss shows.
You can get the tickets at Ticketmaster.com to either see them at the Arcruja Arena in Greater Palm Springs, the new one, or out at the Hollywood Bowl on November 3rd. The one in Palm Springs is November 1st, and the one at the Bowl is November 3rd. But we are giving away some tickets right this second, and who are you?
Sheila?
Are you making up last names for yourself on the spot?
I was going to say Sheila Finley. Hi.
Hi. Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you want to go see Kiss?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, you got to say it with us. You got to say Kiss. Beautiful.
Oh, my husband will be so happy. Oh, my God.
Well, you do have to answer a trivia question, a Kiss-story question. Do you have someone there who might be able to help you out, or are you willing to phone a friend?
I can phone my husband, but I don't know if I can phone him while I'm online with you. Do I have to get...
I'll connect you, and we'll dial 911 by accident, and it'll be a good time. But here's the question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
This is very important. Any answer will do. It doesn't matter. Any answer will do.
And the weirder it is, the better. So are you ready?
Yes, yes.
Kiss was featured in a 2010 Super Bowl commercial for what brand?
Do I have to get a ride to get the tickets, did you say?
Any answer will do.
How about Budweiser?
Budweiser, why not? Yay! That's not really weird, though, but yay! You win! You win! You win! Say it again, Kiss! So late last night, when Kevin and I were rummaging around through your underwear drawer, we did not find tickets to the LA Kings game. We're going to be playing the Nashville Predators this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. And that's where you usually hide your tickets, right? In your underwear drawer. So if you don't have them, you can get them right now at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 13. And we will hook you up. 818-955-KLOS. Hey, do you know Ken in Hawthorne? Second question. Do you want to watch the Nashville Predators get destroyed by the LA Kings this coming Saturday at the Crypto.com Arena? Well, if so, you can get your tickets right this second at LAKings.com/tickets or get a hold of Ken if you know him. He's got four tickets. He just won them. The Beach Boys began recording the B-side of Wouldn't It Be Nice, God Only Knows, on this day in rock in 1966.